This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Norway, Ireland, and Spain announced Wednesday they are recognizing a Palestinian state. AP correspondent Karen Shamis reports.
Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris announced the news at a press conference. The historic move drew condemnation from Israel and jubilation from the Palestinians. Riyad Mansour, the permanent observer to the United Nations for Palestine, welcomed the move and said he hoped more nations would follow suit.
This European wave, hopefully, will be followed by other waves.
Israel, however, immediately ordered back its ambassadors from Norway, Spain, and Ireland. It was the second blow to Israel's international reputation this week, after the chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court said he would seek arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his defense minister. I'm Karen Shamas.
Russia pounded Kharkiv with missiles on Thursday, killing seven people inside a printing house, as President Volodymyr Zelensky chided Ukraine's Western allies for not providing enough military support to rebuff Russian attacks. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Kharkiv Mayor Ihor Terekhov said Russia fired 15 missiles in and around Kharkiv.
You can see that the Russians hit the factory, which was a printing house. Books and workbooks were printed here.
The regional governor said there were no military facilities near this strike, in which officials said over 28 people were wounded. On social media, Zelensky chided Ukraine's international partners for failing to provide enough air defense systems or for allowing Ukraine to use allies' weapons to strike missile launchers inside Russia. Although shipments from the US's aid package have begun to arrive, Ukrainian forces have been outmanned and outgunned by Russia's military.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. This is VOA News. The U.S. assertion this week that Russia has launched a low-Earth orbit satellite capable of inspecting and destroying other satellites prompted a denial from the Kremlin and concern from U.S. lawmakers. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
The Kremlin called the U.S. announcement fake news and said it would work towards international cooperation in space.
It will prevent turning space into yet another sphere of armed confrontation.
U.S. lawmakers concerned this is part of broader problems in the U.S.-Russia relationship.
Russia recently launched a counter-space weapon capable of attacking U.S. satellites. War criminal Putin should be deterred as we support our allies.
It just goes to show that, Russia is engaged in very aggressive tactics.
In November 2021, Russia conducted an anti-satellites weapon test, creating an orbital debris field. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
The United Nations has approved a resolution establishing an annual day to commemorate the 1995 genocide of more than 8,000 Bosnian Muslims by Bosnian Serbs. The move Thursday was vehemently opposed by Serbs, who fear it will brand them all as, quote, genocidal supporters of the mass killing. The resolution designates July 11th as the, quote, International Day of Reflection and Commemoration of the 1995 genocide in Srebrenica, to be observed annually starting in 2 months. China launched so-called punishment drills around Taiwan on Thursday in what it said was a response to, quote, separatist acts, sending up heavily armed warplanes and staging mock attacks as state media denounced newly inaugurated President Lai Ching-te. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The exercises come just days after Lai Ching-te took office as Taiwan's new president, a man Beijing detests as a separatist. Chinese state media said dozens of fighter jets carrying live missiles were sent out, along with warships, and conducted mock strikes on high-value military targets. They published a map of the drill zones in five areas all around Taiwan and the islands Taiwan controls near the Chinese coast. Taiwanese officials told Reuters those areas were outside its contiguous zone, which is 24 nautical miles from the main island's coast. Lai has repeatedly offered talks with China, but been rebuffed. He rejects Beijing's sovereignty claims over the island and says only Taiwan's people can decide their future.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. Four people have died and several more have been seriously injured when a building collapsed on the island of Mallorca. Spanish news agency EFE and other media said the building housed a restaurant called Medusa Beach Club. Public television for the Balearic Islands reported there were people dancing on a terrace that collapsed on top of another floor underneath. No cause has been given for the collapse of the building. I'm Alexis Strope. VOA News.